Agenda item number six, discussion and possible action on Possum Kingdom Shooting Range Government Agency Interlocal Agreement by Michael McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, with this presentation, I'm going to be seeking the board's authorization to execute interlocal agreements with area agencies to utilize BRA's firing range. We constructed the firing range about a year ago. Currently, its limited use is to BRA law enforcement only. The aerial image you see on the left is the location of where the firing range was constructed. The middle image, I don't know if there's a pointer on this, but the middle image is the actual firing range, and you can see the berms. And then the photographs on the right show the measures that we employed to restrict access. This is in our restricted access area, so there's a fence contained around the area. Then we have signage, we have gates. And then when you get closer to the actual firing range on the range road going up there, if somebody's down in the firing range, there's a red flag flying. And then there's also a chain across that road. So it's highly restricted when being able to access the area. We did construct this range about a year ago, and primarily the reason why it was to address range safety and then also travel time to an obsolescent range that we were utilizing about 45 minutes away. Prior to construction, we did consult with numerous agencies. They gave us ideas and recommendations on design and then also on the operational safety of the facility. Many of the area agencies are going to continue to use that older facility that I mentioned. Some do have plans to construct their own firing ranges, but recently we've also had inquiries and expressed interest about utilizing BRA's firing range. We do believe internally that having the ability to coordinate with those local agencies provides a benefit. It enhances relationship. So if we can train and conduct exercises together, it's a benefit for the area in total. So to accomplish that objective of a cooperative approach, we also believe that it's prudent and important to execute an interlocal agreement with those agencies that utilize the facility. That way, everything is stipulated up front with regard to liability, safety, the rules and regulations. Everybody knows up front going in what's expected. I do have a resolution here for the board's consideration. The resolution authorizes the general manager to execute agreements with those various agencies as he deems appropriate or as deemed appropriate. And I can take any questions. Yes, sir.
It may not be a fair question, but can you tell us what other agencies have expressed an interest in these agreements?
Department of Public Safety, they're up there. Parks and Wildlife, I believe. And David, you can help me. And then Palo Pinto County, I think, is that the range that we utilize currently? Is it Palo Pinto?
We use the county's range. Okay.
But it's county and then some of the state agencies. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do we have any policy parameters for noise level?
Noise level? That was something we looked at, and it's down in a valley, and it's hard to actually hear. You might think it would echo and stuff, but it's really confined. Some of those photographs.
You think it goes downriver instead of back
right.
Up on top?
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, though.
But the answer is no.
Yeah, I don't think noise is an
issue.
And then my next question is, this looks like quite a range. I mean, it looks like it's very well done. Professional and all.
Right.
So if they do what I've seen them do, like shoot tannerite and so forth,
oh, yes.
Are we going to allow that? I mean,
no.
There's a point where it's pretty close to our dam.
Yeah. No.
Do we have a policy about what type of explosives they can actually do there?
Yeah. Well, we have we limit also the size of the bullet that's fired and the distance
okay.
And stuff too. So, yeah, we wouldn't do anything like that.
Next to your house.
Is this be an income source to the BRA from the other agencies?
No, we're looking at more as quality training. Yes, sir.
Tomorrow.
Right. And it's limited to law enforcement personnel only.
But you don't envision using like the 4-H shooting club and that sort of thing?
No, sir.
Professional agencies?
No, we had internal discussion, but I don't think that's prudent to go down that path.
Law enforcement only.
Is this pistols, rifles, or both?
Pistols and rifles, but there's a limit on the caliber. I don't think any 50 cal can be fired, so it's... Right, so primarily what you're going to see is the ARs, the 223s, those type of...
So we would prohibit tannerite and any type of explosives?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, though.
I know.
It is fun.
Is there a plan for long range for like lead contamination?
Right, right. We did calculations. One of the agencies that we consulted with was the EPA. Our insurance carrier came out and actually visited the site as well. We ran some calculations, and I think based upon firing, 6,000 rounds a year, something close to that, it was going to take 1,000 years to even approach EPA limits. So, and we fire less than that annually right now. So even if we were to go further, coming close to those lead contamination issues shouldn't be an issue.
And is this going to be at no charge to those agencies?
Yes, sir.
Any more questions? Seeing none, read your resolution, please.
The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 28, 2019 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into interlocal agreements from time to time with other governmental entities for the purpose of allowing such governmental entities, peace officers, to utilize the Brazos River Authority's Possum Kingdom shooting range for training, qualification, instruction, and other exercises as determined appropriate by the General Manager, CEO, with such interlocal agreements being in a form approved by the Brazos River Authority.
Heard the resolution. Motion to adopt. Jim Elmore, second. Chris, second. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.